Hi, Mr. Connor. I'm so sorry I'm late for our appointment. But before we start, I wanted to apologize for what I said last time I came to see you. I completely understand that it was so very inappropriate of me to, you know, offer to perform oral sex on you. I've had some time to think about it, and maybe the reason I said those things is because, I don't know, like, you're the only adult in my life who actually listens to me. I guess I see you as kind of a father figure. I got a little confused, and I mistook your compassion for affection, and you know how impressionable girls my age are. But I have to say, you're so professional that day. You handled it really well. I can only imagine how hard it would be for a middle-aged man to turn down a hot schoolgirl begging to suck his cock. But you did it. And you didn't tell anyone. I don't need to tell you how thankful I am that you kept your word. You're a good man, Mr. Connor. I admire you. Anyway, the reason I'm here to see you today, Mr. Connor, is my personal life is kind of beginning to interfere with my studies. I mean, I'm not sure, but I think I might have an abnormally high sexual appetite. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. No. I'm not trying to seduce you again. This is a real problem I'm having, and you're my school counselor, aren't you? I just imagine that you had students tell you stuff like this all the time. Oh my god, I'm sorry, I feel so embarrassed. I'll just tell you about it though, okay? And you can tell me if it's normal or not, but I haven't told anyone about my problem, so I'm not sure. In sex ed, they told us that masturbation is normal and healthy, but I'm not sure if the other girls do it as much as I do. Every morning, I wake up in my pussy. I'm sorry, Mr. Connor. I mean, my vagina is always so tender and wet, and I feel like I have to touch myself. So I end up masturbating every morning before school. During the day, during class, I can't concentrate. It's so hard to focus on schoolwork. All day my pussy, I'm sorry, is throbbing. Always so wet. My clit always feels so tight and it rubs against my panties, and all I can think about is sex. I daydream about it. I fantasize about it. I make up little stories in my head, and they all end with me getting fucked. Mr. Connor, I'm sorry. Having sexual intercourse So, I excuse myself to go to the bathroom, but I can only do that once every period. I make up a story about having a small bladder, and then I just get teased about it. Lunchtime is fine because I can masturbate in the bathroom, but the afternoon classes are really hard. When I get home and I'm doing my homework on my laptop, I always get distracted. Every time I try to get some work done, I always end up on some porn site watching teenage girls getting fucked by old men. Or watching girls licking other girls. And that's the last thing I do before bed. My friends say that I just need a boyfriend, but I am not attracted to guys my own age. At all. I'm really not. And it's annoying because all the boys in my grade, they want to fuck me. And I know it's at least a little bit my fault. At the beginning of the year, someone shared a nude photo of me, and it got sent around to pretty much the whole school. I don't need to tell you what happened. Obviously, we had that big school assembly where the policeman told everyone who had shared it that they were committing a felony because it was technically illegal. But what no one knows is, and I've never told anyone this before, I was the one who shared the picture. I was the one who sent it to Alex. I knew he would show everybody. I knew the next day when I came to school, everyone here would have seen it. A picture of me on my back, with my legs wide open. Alex probably thought I sent it to him by accident, but I knew what I was doing. I wanted everyone to know what kind of girl I was, especially the teachers. Everyone called me a slut. The girls, the boys. None of the teachers would say anything about it, of course, but I knew they'd probably seen it. Did you see it, Mr. Connor? Did someone show you that picture? Did someone send it to you from an unknown number? I know you wouldn't have looked at it, though. You're too professional to be looking at naked pictures of students. Aren't you, Mr. Connor? You're so good at resisting temptation. I wish I could be like you. My best friend isn't talking to me anymore. And, well, she was my best friend since fourth grade, and we had a sleepover at her house. And the next morning, when her dad drove me home, I tried so hard to stop myself. That two blocks from my house, I asked him to pull over, and I sucked his cock. My best friend's dad, who I've known almost all my life. I sucked him off while he fingered me, and then made me taste myself. And he came all over my face when I called him daddy. When she found out, she said she couldn't be friends with me anymore unless I promised that I wouldn't do anything with her dad ever again. And I couldn't make that promise. My sexual craving, it's a big problem at home, too. My stepdad moved in with us 2 years ago, and ever since then, I couldn't stop thinking about having sex with him. If my mom found out what happened, I don't know what she would do. She might kick him out. She might even kick me out. A few weeks ago, I came home from school and my stepdad was in his study on his computer and mom was at work. His door was open a crack, so I looked in without him knowing. He was watching some streamer girl. She looked underage, probably about my age, and she had her tits out while she played. And he didn't even notice me at the door. He was watching her stream and playing with himself. And I tried to walk away, but I knew that if he got off watching young girls online, then maybe. So I crawled underneath the desk and I sucked his cock while I watched the video. You should have heard the sound he made when I took his cock into my mouth the first time. He's been leaving his study room door open when it's just us home. Every time he does, I crawl under his desk and let him grab me by the back of the head and fuck my face. He's fucked my throat like it was his own personal fuckhole. And all I could hear were the sounds from the videos. The sounds of teenage girls being used by older men. But that first time, he came so hard that day. Is that normal, Mr. Connor? Is it a normal thing for girls to be doing with their stepfathers? And I just need to show you something else I'm worried about, Mr. Connor. I know I can show you because you're such a professional, and I know I can trust you. No, I can't just tell you. I actually have to show you, so you can see how serious it is. I'll just come over to your side of the table, okay? I'm not sure if this is a medical problem, but maybe it's something you can help me with. Don't be scared, okay? I'm just gonna lift my skirt so you can see. See how my panties are soaking wet? I mean, I know it's normal for girls to sometimes get wet, but do you see how my panties are almost completely soaked? And can you see the juices running down from the inside of my thigh? My pussy is so wet all the time. Is that normal, Mr. Connor? For a teenage girl's pussy to be as wet as this? Is there any way you can help me, Mr. Connor? Anything at all, please. I need you to help me. Give me your hand. Maybe you just need to feel how wet it is. Maybe you'll know how to help me if you can feel it. No. Don't get mad. I'm just gonna put your hand on me. You're not stopping me. I won't tell anybody, Mr. Connor. And if no one finds out, you won't get in trouble. And I know you can keep a secret. I can too. Do you feel what I am? Do you slide your fingers up and down my panties? Please don't stop touching me. My pussy is so sensitive. You're a dirty, dirty man. Touching my pussy. I'm a student, Mr. Connor. You're such a dirty, dirty man. And here I was. It's silly me, thinking you're a professional. I know you want to help me, Mr. Connor. I could see it in your eyes. I'm sorry. I know we can't be loud. I'm sorry. Please don't stop. Yes, please. Please. Please keep rubbing my clit. Rub it. Oh, yes, put your fingers inside me. Do you feel how tight I am? How tight and wet and hot my pussy is for you? Did you know that all the girls talk about you, Mr. Connor? Do you know what they say when you walk past a classroom? That they all want to fuck you. They all think you're so hot. If you wanted to, you could fuck whoever you wanted at this school. You can have your pick. So, who do you choose, Mr. Connor? Me. Let me taste. I'm gonna ask you again, and this time I really hope that you give me a good answer. So, can you please suck your cock, Mr. Connor? I can already see that you're hard. Please. Oh, thank you. I won't let you down, I promise. Oh. You smell so good, Mr. Connor. How does that feel, sir? It's not too bad, is it? It's not that bad having a hot teenage girl on her knees for you, willing to do anything at all, is it? And I mean, anything. I like being used. And I want to be used by an older man. All day and all night. Use me. I want to be your property. I want to be your little slut. I want you to own me. I want you to use me. Anytime, day or night, I don't care. I don't care if I'm in the middle of an exam, just make an excuse and get me out of class and you can just fuck me in your office. Or the backseat of your car. I don't care. Would you like to use your little slut's pussy right now? I'm your property now, Mr. Connor. Come on, Mr. Connor. Fuck your little slut. Find out what this little teenage fuckhole feels like. Come on. You wanna fuck me? Don't you, Mr. Connor? Even though I'm only 17. What? Are you gonna make me beg? Please. 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 Oh, please. Please, Mr. Connor. I need it bad. I need your cock in me. Please. Please fuck your little underage slut. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I don't want you to get caught. Property, sir. Do you? Are you enjoying your new 17-year-old fuck toy? Look at you. Look how hard you're fucking me. I'm your student. But you like that, don't you? Yeah, you like that. But you like that, don't you? Yeah. You like that I'm only 17, don't you? Dirty old man. You're a really dirty old man, aren't you? You're fucking my young tight pussy. Mr. Connor. I came to you for help, and look what you're doing. Look what you're doing to me. You're fucking a student who came to you for help. How could you? Oh, Mr. Connor, can you please call you Daddy? Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, fuck me. Oh, fuck me hard. Oh, Daddy, please. Fuck me. Daddy. Oh, Daddy, please don't stop. Don't stop fucking me, Daddy. Inside me. Oh, Daddy, look what you did to me. Look, all the scum dripping out of me. Thank you, Mr. Connor. You've been so much help. I knew I could count on you. You won't turn me down again, will you? No. No, you won't. Oh, this wasn't a mistake, no. Just the opposite. And you're going to help me with my problem from now on. Anytime I want. And I mean it. Anytime. And if you don't, oh, well, you are going to have to explain why there's a rumor going around that you fucked a student. Are we clear?